And God breathed into man the breath of life. We breathe in and out several times each minute. Our heart beats at a steady pace without our even thinking about it. Every breath and every heartbeat is a gift from God. God, who cares about us so much that he knows how many hairs are on our head. Our hymn presents this steady rhythm, reminding us that our life and our every heartbeat is from God himself. Day of wrath, O day of mourning, see fulfilled the prophet's warning. The message doesn't sound very happy. It seems at first to be completely doom and gloom. But just as we don't judge a book by its cover, we don't judge a hymn by its title. Like a good law and gospel sermon, this hymn wakes us up to the realization of our sin. But then it clearly takes us to the joys and promises of eternal life. The coming day of judgment is fearful to sinful human beings, which all of us are. But as Christians, we are at the same time saint and sinner, forgiven sinners. And judgment day for us means our entrance into eternal life. The hymn takes us from this life to the next, reminding us that dust you are, and to dust you shall return, and from the dust you shall rise again. We sing stanzas 3 and 4. It is possible that this hymn has been sung more than any other in the world. It was traditionally part of the Roman Catholic funeral mass. It has been translated hundreds of times into English and many other languages. It has been set to music many times, even in recent movie soundtracks as diverse as It's a Wonderful Life, Demolition Man, Stephen King's The Shining, and Disney's The Lion King. A Mexican heavy metal band calls itself Dies Irae, from the Latin title of this hymn. The message is universal. It's for all people. It is a powerful and really a joyful message. This hymn was written in the midst of the Middle Ages, when we think that the emphasis so much was on Christ as the terrible and frightening judge coming at the last day. But this hymn shows that Christian preaching still went on, because it is full of gospel, the gospel of free salvation through Christ. A Lutheran hymnologist has said, "There is nothing in this hymn offensive to Lutheran Christians. It is truly biblical throughout. It is the poor sinner seeking grace and mercy with God. It is evangelical, emphasizing the free access to God's throne of grace." This hymn understands sin and its effect on human beings, and it turns us to the only one who can deliver us and rescue us, the one who does it without our help in any way, who does it freely out of pure grace. Look at stanza 3 again. King of majesty tremendous, who dost free salvation send us, fount of pity, then befriend us. The Latin says, save us. It depicts us like Simeon, who was promised that he would not die until he had seen the promised Savior. Then when he took up the baby Jesus in his arms, he could sing with joy, Lord, now you let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. The choir will now sing a setting of Simeon's song, the Nunc Dimittis. Day of Wrath points us again and again to the only thing that can save and rescue us, God's mercy and grace in Christ. Look at the examples in stanza 5. In grace, rescue me, in the same way you rescued the sinful woman and the dying thief. All by grace, all through Christ, we enter heaven. Stanza 6 pictures for us the sheep and the goats on Judgment Day. The sheep are saved through Christ alone. Salvation is given to us as a gift and an inheritance. With thy favored sheep, then place me. Call me with thy saints surrounded to the rest thou didst prepare me on thy cross. Day of Wrath, O Day of Mourning. It's not a happy title, but it is a happy hymn, a beautiful sermon of law and gospel. It seems to be doom and gloom, but it preaches the blessedness and joy of salvation through Christ, God's only Son. When we face our day of judgment, if we remember and believe what this hymn teaches, we are among the favored sheep, those at God's right hand, because this hymn teaches scriptural truth that we are saved by grace through faith for the sake of Christ. May the Holy Spirit keep this truth in our hearts unto eternal life. Amen.
Thank you.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.